It's time for Supply Chain Now. Broadcasting live from the supply chain capital of the country, Atlanta, Georgia. Heard around the world, Supply Chain Now spotlights the best in all things supply chain. The people, the technologies, the best practices, and the critical issues of the day. And now, here are your hosts.
Hey, good morning. Scott Luton with Supply Chain Now. Welcome to today's show. On today's show, we're going to be continuing our collaboration with the wonderful folks over at AIAG, the Automotive Industry Action Group, and especially their 2020 Supply Chain Summit. So stay tuned as we're going to be working hard to increase your supply chain IQ. More to come on that in just a moment. Hey, quick programming note before we get started. If you enjoyed today's conversation, find us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. You can look up Supply Chain Now and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss conversations just like this one. On that note, with no further ado, let's welcome in our guest here today, Sergey Belyaev, EVP and Chief Strategy Officer with a firm on the move, DLT Labs. Sergey, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Scott. Very good.
Great to have you. As we were chatting a little bit pre-show, we've been tracking you and your organization a bit, doing some really big things, I'm sure in a variety of other ways, but in particular in retail, in particular with blockchain, which is really neat. But today this is going to be a fast moving interview, but great to finally to connect with a leader over at DLT Labs and learn more about you and your organization.
Yeah, happy to be here, Scott.
All right. So Sergey, before we get into the hard stuff, let's get to know you a little bit better. So tell us, where are you from? Where did you grow up? And give us a eureka moment from those formative years.
I grew up in Russia in a small town between Moscow and St. Petersburg. Loving family, my father was a doctor. My mom was a math teacher with everything that comes with this. So moved to Moscow in my late teens, went to university there. Then my wife and myself, we moved to New York in our early 20s to pursue career in management consulting. And while in New York, we actually had an opportunity to travel to Toronto, Canada, and we just fell in love with the city. As The Economist magazine put it back in the day, Toronto is like New York run by the Swiss. So guess what? In 1997, we moved there and have been there ever since. So
I'm going to steal that from you. New York.
That's what sold me on the city, and it turned out to be really well, really good. So we have a 19-year-old son. He's pursuing a math and computer science degree at the University of Waterloo here in Ontario, right? So very excited about him. Good place to be. Career-wise, I spent about a decade in management consulting globally, and then I held a number of senior leadership roles in technology, mostly in financial services and consumer retail. And most recently, before joining DLT Labs, I served as a CIO for the Walmart Canada.
Let me go back for a second before we talk more about what DLT Labs is up to. So growing up in Russia and especially living in Moscow, what do you have a bunch of family still there?
Yeah, so my parents are still there and my sister.
Outstanding. Yeah. What's one thing, whether it is a food dish or whether it is just an aspect of the Russian culture, what's one thing that you really look forward to when you go back and visit?
Yeah, it's probably the culture, right? It's just going, watching the movies that you like, chatting with the friends that share the same kind of memories. Always, that's the main part, right? It's the human interaction. And you also asked me about Eureka moment. I really wanted to tell you a story about the Eureka moment.
These are my favorites, so please, by all means.
So when I was at school, I did competitive cross-country skiing. So and imagine when I was just starting up, I was on my kind of not too expensive wooden skis, everything else. After some time, I started doing okay. And then a magic moment of big upgrade came. Imagine I'm sitting there in my hands with a pair of top-notch plastic skis that were just hitting the market back in the day. And like having all those pictures of myself getting first prizes, other things. So the next morning, I take those new plastic skis right onto the ski trail, put them up, feeling proud, try to push off, and they just don't move, right? Because basically the kick back into my feet is amazing, and I can't make a single step. My friends around me are laughing their heads off. And eventually, after they laughed enough, they basically explained to me that unlike the wooden skis, plastic skis required the grip wax to be applied to it for the proper performance. So for me, for my long career in technology after that, that has been a huge lesson that I remember all the time, because the kind of the gist of it was check your gear before you try to take it on a trail, and it'll save you some time and potentially quite a bit of embarrassment.
Yes, I love that. And you know, what I draw from that is you can have the latest and greatest technology, but if you don't know exactly how to use it out of the gate, be prepared for some headaches maybe, right?
Or embarrassment.
Or embarrassment, even worse. So, what a great story. I appreciate you sharing that. So do you still ski a good bit in your whatever free time you have?
Yeah, trying to, but I switched to downhill skiing because it's a bit more fun.
I bet. And fast, I bet.
Yeah.
Okay. So now that we've kind of learned more about Sergey, the individual, let's learn more about some of the really neat things you are doing at DLT Labs. So first off, let's set the table a bit. So what does the company do? And then let's find out where you spend your time as EVP and Chief Strategy Officer.
We DLT Labs are a software development company with deep expertise in blockchain. And the unique thing about us that instead of just focusing on the blockchain itself, we have repackaged it into a configurable application platform. So this allowed us to make it much, much easier for enterprises of all size, from small companies to large enterprises like Walmart, to benefit from the value the blockchain brings to the table, which is single shared version of truth, kind of tamper-proof history and tamper-proof execution. Mm. And I can say that as a company, we democratize and uncomplicate blockchain for the use in real life.
Love that. It's like blockchain for the people, Sergey.
Yes. Maybe they actually steal that one from you. And I'll use blockchain for the people as a tagline. Yeah. And now about me. So my role is Chief Strategy Officer. So I work as a key member of the executive team in defining and executing on our strategy for the products that we offer, our global market positioning, and the internal structure.
A couple follow-up questions here. So first off, what is, you know, in your role and in those activities that you have where you spend your time, what is your absolute favorite part about what you do in your role at DLT Labs?
Honestly, the most favorite part is meeting with customers or partners and looking into the problems that they have and seeing how can we apply things to make it better. And it's like, I don't know, like growing your own children. You see something that was almost nothing in the beginning, and then eventually it becomes beautiful, it delivers, right? It has a life of its own. That gives me the biggest pleasure.
Wow, I love that. I can see that. You paint such a nice picture with that. A lot of folks really do enjoy the problem-solving component. I know when in my time in manufacturing, that was one of my favorite, sometimes most painful days and hours, but certainly most rewarding, especially when you're working with people with different, you know, from different walks of life, different points of view, and you're learning as you solve what can be really challenging problems. Before we go broader with this next question, I want to ask you a quick follow-up question with blockchain. You know, we were kidding around before we kicked off the interview that, you know, when some folks still, when they hear blockchain, because I think it is required to be a part of every supply chain conversation by federal law still, you know, some folks kind of roll their eyes because maybe they haven't yet uncovered the big improvement and innovation and the big transformation that blockchain is driving in different parts of industry in the world. So whenever you maybe sit in the subway by someone that might, you know, have that blockchain roll of the eyes or share an Uber or what have you, what is the response that you offer to folks that may not be aware of the real bottom line innovation that blockchain is driving?
So we had an interview and one of our great partners actually used a good example on explaining that. What he said is that, so a person with a single watch is always on time. A person with multiple watches is always late, right? And to me, really, that was like, wow, that is definitely the summary of blockchain. Because what blockchain is a single shared version of truth. Because companies are created to work together, systems are not. And what happens is that each company updates their own system, their own application, their own database. Blockchain now gives you this out-of-the-box capability of using something shared so that you and me would be looking at the exact same watch to tell the time, right? Plus, on top of this kind of sharing component, sharing aspect of it, there's also the fact that it's immutable. So that we look at the same clock and we also know that the clock is right and nobody actually moved one of the handles up or down.
Love that. And if I can share a quick experience that, because in this day and age of 2020, you know, consumers expect transparency. Supply chain partners upstream and downstream really have come to expect transparency. And I had an insurance claim not too long ago, and the insurance company sent out a very competent third-party expert to my home and did some inspection, and he spent 2 or 3 hours here and gathered a bunch of observations and photos and data and measurements, you name it. And I assumed incorrectly that I was going to get a copy of all of that information so that we could understand exactly what we were facing. Well, much to my chagrin, as he departed and as I learned in the weeks that followed, I had no access to that information. So I had no basis. The biggest lesson learned is just how that, even if that adjuster and that insurance company made every single decision by the book in my favor, still the lack of data and transparency immediately caused distrust, right? And that's where, of all the different advantages that organizations and enterprises are gaining by implementing blockchain, meaningful blockchain solutions, how that enhances trust amongst all parties upstream and downstream is a really beautiful byproduct of blockchain. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Because with trust, you can move mountains, right?
Yep. and I like the fact that you're using the word trust, because sometimes it becomes kind of a blessing in disguise, because trust by itself is quite ambiguous, right? And sometimes people add some additional meaning to it. Sometimes it's not. And I found myself initially, when I got excited about blockchain, how it gets applied to everything else, using the word trust all the time. And eventually I dropped it and started providing something a bit more specific so that people really get it and don't get kind of confused by the ambiguity of it.
Right. Yeah. I love the watch example, by the way. All right. So let's go broader, right? I appreciate you sharing some of that expertise that DLT Labs is providing and some of your thoughts around blockchain. But when you really look at the global world of end-to-end supply chain and business in this historically challenging year that 2020 is, as we all know, what's one thing that you may be tracking a lot more than others right now that's got your attention?
Yeah. Where do I start? As we look at the world today, it has been a perfect storm for the supply chains globally, right? So between the COVID and the social distancing, coupled with kind of trade sanctions, trade wars, global politics and everything else, trade flow participants at all stages, basically they have been challenged in their confidence and trust, using this word again, of the things that were taken for granted up until this moment. Right, things like delivery SLAs. Are my parts here at my shop floor on time? Things like that. Financial viability of suppliers, especially as we move down the tiers in our multi-tier supply chains. And also things like quality and compliance viability of products and services that we are acquiring once we had to really do a rapid shift from one supplier base to a different supplier base. So although all this have always been kind of a critical importance, the current situation put significant additional stress on it, which pushed those issues right into the main stage spotlight. So interestingly, blockchain addressing these concerns is really, like, the best way to address those concerns is through better transparency and agility of the end-to-end supply chain. And what is the best, and coincidentally, what's the best technology to work on transparency and agility? Is the blockchain technology like the one that DLT Labs offers, right? And using this technology out of the box allows us to address those issues faster, cheaper, and better.
And those are beautiful words to any business leader in this environment right now. Faster, cheaper, and better. I love that. And more visible and with more trust.
And more transparency.
Yes. And that trend, you know, we've talked a lot here, as you might imagine, in recent months about these blind spots. And it's interesting how many blind spots really weren't blind spots. It was just organizations that, despite all the some of the previous non-pandemics but sicknesses, they just refused to put a plan together. And then, of course, you've got all the real blind spots that have become visible all of a sudden in a painful way here in 2020. But it seems like what you and your team are doing and the technology is really helping organizations prevent themselves to some degree of being in that situation where there not only is lack of visibility, but lack of transparency, lack of information. And of course, these in 2020 in the information age, you got to move faster because the rate of change has just increased so rapidly. So to move faster, you got to have better information at your fingertips, right?
Yeah. And you have to have better technology to deliver upon those promises and objectives.
That's right. And the shiniest technology, you got to make sure you've got the wax ready to go to get you out of the blocks, right?
Hey, and by the way, technology is out there. And that's a good one, good connection back to my story, right? What we provide as DLT Labs is the wax and the know-how that, guess what? It needs to be applied and we take care of you so that when you take your shiny, new, top-notch blockchain technology-based solution out there on the ski trail, you will not be embarrassed.
That's a great way to put it. And I would encourage folks to do a little homework. If you're one of three people that haven't been tracking DLT Labs, they've done some really neat things up in the retail space here in North America. And it's really neat to finally make the connection with you, Sergey, and your team. Big fans of what you're all doing. Let's make sure folks can connect with you and DLT Labs, though. How can they do that?
Yeah, so basically there is many ways of connecting with us. We have quite a significant following on LinkedIn. So please join the group. Join the crowd. Second one, we're active on Twitter. And also you can go on our website, so dltlabs.com, to see the most up-to-date news and what's happening in our projects, in our thinking, the interviews we're giving, all those kinds of things. And finally, please email us at info@dltlabs.com and our fearless commercial team will direct you to the appropriate associate to address your questions.
Love it. Sergey, a pleasure to connect with you today. We'll have to reconnect down the road a little bit. Sergey Belyaev, EVP and Chief Strategy Officer at DLT Labs. Thanks so much, Sergey.
Thank you, Scott. Enjoyed being here.
Definitely. And enjoy the Supply Chain Summit. So to our listeners, hopefully you enjoyed this conversation as much as I have. If you enjoy conversations like this, be sure to find us and subscribe at Supply Chain Now, wherever you get your podcast from. You can also find us at SupplyChainNow.com. We'll wrap this up with the same challenge that we challenge our team with every single day. Hey, do good, give forward, and be the change that's needed. And on that note, we'll see you next time here on Supply Chain Now. Thanks, everybody.